Oh.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What's up, everyone? It's me, Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. When I go to establishments with less than five people,
yes.
Shotgun White Claw.
Absolutely.
Most of you guys are just drinking it by yourselves. I suggest shotgunning it.
Coachy.
I'm not going to bars. They're all closed.
Just to be clear.
I had to totally change my intro.
Coacher, I went to the store yesterday. I mean, Bud Light isn't the only one with a seltzer. I saw a Natty Light seltzer.
They do.
Have you seen that?
I've seen it. Haven't had it.
I mean, next thing you know, Corona's going to have a seltzer.
They do.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious.
Dos Equis? Seltzer.
No, but everybody is doing that.
Route. Ice House Seltzer.
The one I haven't tried that I've heard good things about is called Crook and Marker.
Is that local or what?
Not here. Somewhere else. I've seen it online.
Crook and Marker.
Yeah. Very colorful can. Haven't tasted it. I've heard it's tops. It beats everything.
Even the
claw.
I went to the grocery store yesterday and I was shocked, man. There were more stuff there than I thought there would be. I mean, they were out of toilet paper.
Jimmy's?
They had condoms. They were out of toilet paper. They're out of paper towels, rice, beans, out of that crap. Canned goods, they still had a good amount of canned goods. Fresh produce, they had everything that you needed. Meats.
I'm calling lunch.
Okay. Meats galore.
What the?
They didn't have any eggs. So I would say paper towels, toilet paper, and eggs they were short of.
Dude, this phone's jacked up. We're going to try and call Lunchbox. He is sick.
Oh, my gosh. This dude comes into work today. And he's like, I'm like, what's up with you? I lost my voice. I mean, you don't just lose your voice by just sitting around the house and doing nothing.
He sounds like he's been in Vegas for day after day breathing in that desert air and drinking and gambling. But he hasn't.
He was doing nothing. So
I don't know if we can call him.
Why?
These buttons aren't working.
You want to just call him on your phone, put it on speaker?
No, that'd be terrible. Let me try over here.
Okay. There we go.
That's not connected to this.
Oh, Coach, but you're not even hitting the button.
That one.
Oh.
That one's on, and I usually just hit that.
And then it goes,
Yeah. Their phones are jacked up.
Great. Oh. You're the audio guy, Coach. You couldn't come in here and check to see if it didn't work.
Come on, Coacher.
Coach, just call him on speaker. We do that all the time with Bud.
Just talk to him for a second.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to talk to him forever. Coach, you can't talk to him forever. He makes no sense. You can't even understand what he's saying.
Did you guys hear about Brady?
I promise I do not have corona.
No, Coacher.
Hey, you sound better, Coach.
Coach, we're going to talk to you on this phone, the speaker phone of my cell phone, because for whatever reason, this Fox Sports board is broken.
No.
Yeah, Coach, it sounds just as good. You actually probably sound even better, but I wanted...
Hey, Coacher, do you have the Tom Brady statement? I want you to read it as Tom Brady.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, Coach Eddie's pulling it up.
Yeah, whatever, anybody, I don't care. I was just texting Eddie to get it.
Okay, I have it. Do you want me to read it now, Coach?
No, I meant on the podcast, Coach.
We're on the podcast, Coach.
Coach, we're live right now. What do you think? We do a 40-minute prep session before the actual show? No, we go live.
Hey, whoa, my bad.
Did you really think I was going to read it to you before the podcast?
Yes, I did. I mean, I should have known better. You do something before the podcast? No way.
Hey, Eddie, would you please read me Tom's statement in Tom's voice just to practice our acting a little bit?
Guys, coronavirus has made this world go crazy.
Why?
Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots. Like, I am in shock.
Hey, Coach, legit question, though. Hey, can he physically leave the Patriots? Like, is he not on quarantine like the rest of us?
Great question.
No, Coach, that doesn't mean he's going to be there immediately. But, yes, he should be on quarantine. But that's the problem. Like, free agents can't go to their physical and, like, all this stuff. The NFL put out a memo saying you don't need to be traveling. You don't need to be having them come into facilities. So, yes, he can sign with another team, but I don't know if he'll go there. I don't know if he's just ignoring the quarantine. I don't know. But, guys, are you not in shock that Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots.
No! You're the only one that said he wasn't.
Vegas said, Coach, that he most likely was going to go to another team. It was looking like the Titans, and then it switched at the 11th hour, Coach. We saw this, Coach.
Coach, me and Ray told you he's leaving. Okay, we were wrong in the destination.
Give him a second. Go lunch.
The first time the Patriots were not the favorite was yesterday. So don't act like this has been building up where they have not been the favorite this whole time.
Dumbass. Listen, I said that he was spotted in a school in Tennessee a long time ago. We knew he was leaving. We knew he was leaving. You were the only one that said, don't be an idiot. He's staying in New England.
Lunch your take.
And I told you, he is not coming to Tennessee. And what happened? He was not in Tennessee.
Damn it.
He was never at a school in Tennessee.
That's not the point, Coach. We told you he wasn't going to stay in Boston.
Dude, I mean, and what's crazy is I was reading Twitter, and Robert Kraft called Stephen A. Smith whatever show he's on, the last commercial break.
Stephen A. Smith show, Coach.
Pardon your interruption.
Coach, it's called Stephen A. Smith Sports Center.
And said, if Tom Brady wanted to stay in New England, we would have made it work. So basically, Tom Brady told them, I don't want to be here. Not, oh, you're not offering me enough money. Oh, this or that. He just flat out was ready to leave New England.
Well, no crap. Coach, I have you off mic right now, but listen, this isn't crazy news. They kicked his trainer out. That was part of the documentary.
The guy that he kissed?
Yeah, no, it was his son.
Oh.
But they told his trainer he couldn't be there anymore. It seemed like things weren't as great as they were in New England, and they just got bounced by the Titans, who barely had a quarterback and a great running back.
What's the trainer's name, Rodrigo?
I believe it was Consuelos. Something. Lunch, your take.
I am still in shock at him and Belichick.
Okay, Coach, stop being in shock.
Coach, they're not married. This isn't a divorce. It was a business deal.
Coach, there's a pandemic in America, and you're in shock about Tom Brady?
Oh, my God. get your priorities together, Coach.
Okay, now that I'm done with that, I'm still in shock that him and Belichick just couldn't make it work. Like, it just, I guess the relationship soured so much that they just couldn't do it. And Tom Brady wants to prove that he can do it on his own. I don't know. But that's it. Tom Brady will retire with 6 Super Bowl wins, and congratulations.
And he had a good final pass of his career with the Patriots. It was an interception to the Titans for a touchdown.
Yes, it was. It was to Logan Ryan. And I am Logan Ryan. He used to play on the Patriots.
He said Logan's Roadhouse or something.
Oh, okay, cool. Where you throw the peanuts on the floor? Badass.
Guys, so,
do you want me to read the statement?
Coach, he's ready to read it.
Hey, Tom Brady, read it.
Hey, guys. Hey, everyone. First off, I wanted to thank you all for this incredible fan, for the incredible fans and the Patriots supporters. Massachusetts.
Hold on. Giselle, hand me that beer.
Massachusetts has been my home for 20 years, and it's truly been the happiest 2 decades I could have envisioned in my life, and I have nothing but love and gratitude for my time in New England. The support has been overwhelming. I wish every player could experience it. My children were born and raised here, and you always embraced this California kid as your own, even when I cheated.
Wow, he went with...
I love your commitment.
Did you add that, Coach? Did you add that?
No, Coach, I'm just reading it. I love your commitment and loyalty to your teams, and winning for our city means more than you will ever know.
And I do feel a little deflated at this moment.
I can't thank you enough for the support of our team.
I've never felt more deflated, but I thank New England and everyone involved.
The packed training camps and sold-out stadiums, and mostly the victory parades and the cameras we sent to Cincinnati.
Hey, will somebody help me with my bag that has videotapes in it? I mean, bag that has my workout stuff in it.
I have been so blessed to share them all with you. I try to represent us well. I try to represent us always in the best and most honorable way, even when I cheated. But I fought hard with my teammates to help bring victory and triumph, even in the most dire situations. You opened my heart to me, and I deflated the balls for you. Oh, no, that's not right. And I open my heart to you. And Pats Nation, you will always be a part of me. I don't know what my football future holds, but it is time for me to open a new stage for my life and career.
Now somebody grab my kid. I need to kiss him on his cheek.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart and these deflated balls. I will always love you and what we have shared. A lifetime full of fun memories.
And in my final season, I'm sorry the Pats Nation never got to see a pass over 20 yards.
Amen.
There it is, Lunch.
Are you crying? Coach, are you crying?
He says, my football future will be somewhere else. I mean, that is the most unbelievable thing. So,
I just said don't, that.
Like, is he going to Tampa Bay? Is he going to the Chargers? And what I read this morning, don't sleep on the Colts
and the Bears.
And the Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
Coach, what if he left that as a Dear John note and then Giselle accidentally saw it and she thought it was a Dear John that he was leaving her? But then she realized he was leaving the team and not her. Thought he was banging some other chick.
He calls her Pats Nation.
Ah!
Coach, what about the Bears? The Bears.
I mean, and now New England, what does New England do? Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, are they going to get Jameis Winston? Bill Belichick will kill Jameis Winston. I don't know what they're going to do.
Coach,
what do you mean they're
going to
do?
The Patriots are going to be the Miami Dolphins
of
the North.
The Patriots are going to be what the Patriots were in 1980, Coach. Just a regular old-ass team.
Well, I don't know they're going to be as bad as that, but I do think they're going to drop behind. I think the Bills win the division, and then the Dolphins, then the Patriots. I mean, they could be third in their division all of a sudden.
Coach, going on quite the limb with the Bills winning the division. They got Josh Allen. I don't know. I think they got a guy named by the name of Hopkins.
Hey, funny though. After
no,
all,
they didn't get a guy by the name of Hopkins, you moron.
They didn't.
Got a guy by the name of Diggs.
I knew he was a good one.
Hey, Coach. It's funny how before all of this, you were saying, why would Brady want to come to Tennessee? You think Brady's that good? And now, if Brady's not on the Patriots suck all of a sudden? That's interesting. Explain that to me.
No. He is the smartest quarterback. That system works. They had everything. Everything they needed, they had. Now you go somewhere else and everything changes. It's going to take a while. You built around a 43-year-old, not able to move quarterback. You knew his strengths and weaknesses. When you're going to a new team, this 43-year-old dude, they have to start all over. They have no idea. They have to do everything different. I just can't, because he's so smart. Bringing in a new quarterback is going to be very hard to get used to. And how smart Tom Brady was on the field. That's what I mean.
Okay, Coach, we get your message, but get off your knees and tell everybody about
how you
feel.
Are you okay, Coach?
Guys, we are talking about the greatest quarter. Like,
it's
amazing. People, Coach, just can't walk away or just stay in one place. We want, like, Tony Parker with the Spurs. He thought he still had something left, so he went and played in Charlotte for 1 year and realized, I'm an idiot. I should have just stayed in San Antonio and been a Spur my whole career. This one last year in Charlotte was so stupid. It was a waste of time.
But, Coach, it's a perfect analogy. Coach, I put you off mic. The perfect analogy is when guys want to cheat and they want to bang. You go try and bang another chick and you realize you had it amazing. You're supposed to always stay married to someone. You're not supposed to get divorced and have affairs. That's what these players are realizing in the term of sports. They're realizing you don't have to swap teams like you're swapping chicks in a college dorm. You don't have to do that. You can stay with one woman, one team for a lifetime. Brett Favre never realized that. Tom Brady, I'm sorry, unfortunately, he didn't realize it. Tony Parker, add him to the list. And it goes on and it goes on, and I can even include Michael Jordan to that list. These guys don't realize you can stay married to a team. You don't have to dip your toe in another pond.
Love it. It's very deep. Banging chicks, very deep.
And if he goes to Tampa, like, I look at Tampa and I'm like, oh, Mike Evans, you know what I mean? But Mike Evans goes down the field. Tom Brady can't throw the ball down the field.
Well, so they would just
really
have to change his routes.
I don't understand.
Coach. No, I mean, all they got to tell him 10 and in. You
yeah,
know, they
so
can
usually Mike Evans will run 45. Now he's going to run 4 to 5 yards.
It's weird, Coach. These receivers can change their routes.
Idiot. Dude, you think Laharry Neal, the dude for the Patriots, was cool running the 7-yard out? No, dude, he wanted to run a fly like they do in Kansas City, baby.
Coach, your question. Do you think there's a chance that he retires and not go to another team?
No. A little bit of me thought maybe he's putting this out there so the Patriots will step up and say, we really want you, and beg him to come back. But then when I saw what Robert Kraft said to Stephen A. Smith, I was like, no, he's really gone. Like, he's out.
Like, yeah.
See ya. Chunk deuces. Like, I'm out of here. I'm on the road again. On the road again.
On
and
the
Pat's
road
Nation
again.
Is in mourning. The city of Boston, they can't have St. Patty's Day. Now they have no Tom Brady.
At least they have Celtics basketball.
No, they don't.
In July.
Hiatus.
Yeah, they don't, Coach, because Corona.
Oh, they still have the Boston hiatus. Bruins.
No, they're on hiatus also.
Oh, they still have the Boston Marathon.
No, that's not until September now.
They have St. Patty's Day parade today.
No. That's canceled.
Oh, my goodness.
So they are crying. I mean, the city of Boston is in shambles right now. I mean, they are all just very sad. They can't go to work. They can't leave their. They can't go to the bars and drown their sorrows. They are stuck in their houses and their apartments, and they are just sitting there going, why? Why me? But they should be grateful. They had 20 great years of Tom Brady, and you had maybe one more year of Tom Brady. If that, I think he's – it's crazy. I think the Patriots didn't overpay for him. Whatever. He didn't want to be there. It's crazy to me, but we have to move on. It's okay. We're going to survive. I know I'm in shock, but it's crazy.
Are you talking about Corona or Brady? I'm confused.
Oh, hey, he keeps using similar terms that people are using with Corona. He goes, it's a widespread confusion.
It's okay. Don't panic.
Brady's career was at one point quarantined.
What?
guys, this is what it is. I thought coronavirus yesterday got Bill O'Brien when he traded DeAndre Hopkins. And then I wake up, you know, today is, oh my God, Tom Brady is leaving New England. Coronavirus is getting people. Like, Bill O'Brien, let's just look at this. He traded DeAndre Hopkins. I say the best wide receiver in the game. Okay, if not, he's one, two, or three. Top three. They traded him for a running back that was benched last year by the Arizona Cardinals didn't even want the guy. They put him on the bench and said, hey, we're not going to play you, even though we're paying you like $500 million, it seems like, because he has an outrageous salary. So they didn't even want him. They were going to cut him probably. And the Texans only got a second and a fourth round pick and David Johnson, who, oh, wait, the Texans already traded for two running backs last year. So they've traded for three running backs in the last year.
Well, they haven't had a good running back in like 10 years.
Carlos Hyde was pretty dang good last year.
Adrian Peterson. Or Adrian, what was his name?
No. Oh, Arian?
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster.
That was years ago.
That's like 10 years ago.
They had Lamar Miller, who tore his ACL. But then they have Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde was 50 years old, Coach. What are you talking about?
Carlos Hyde is like 28 years old.
Oh. I was thinking of Frank Gore. My bad. I get those two confused.
I just don't understand what the Texans are doing.
Coach, I have a – hey, Coach, what do you think about this? Hot take. What do you think? What if the NFL is like, guys, we're not going to – let's be real. We're not going to have a season next year. All this stuff in Corona world, we're getting pushed back. Let's just make the most ridiculous trades and the most ridiculous announcements ever. Brady, say you're gone. Hey, you trade your best receiver in the whole wide world. Hey, let's just do whatever. Guys, it doesn't matter anyway. Next year, we're not even going to play. Let's go, boys.
Hot take alert.
Hey, Dak, hold out for Dak. Hold out for $500 million.
This might be the dumbest of all.
Oh.
Because even if they don't have a season next season, the season after that, guess what? They were still traded, so they're still on that other team that they were traded to.
Oh. Okay. I'm just saying, what if, man? That's why I started with what if.
Well, just think about it, okay? So DeAndre Hopkins, you trade for David Johnson, who hasn't stayed healthy, has an enormous contract. It's very expensive. So now you have to throw the ball to Will Fuller, who stays healthy for like four games a year, and he looks great in those four games, but then he has glass hamstrings, and he gets hurt. Oh, but they go out and sign Randall Cobb. Oh, that'll replace DeAndre Hopkins. Wow, that makes me feel good. But the Arizona Cardinals are loaded at wide receiver. They got Kyler Murray under center. Really, he'll be in the shotgun. He doesn't really get under center. But you got DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, and they got the two young guys, Butler, and I forget the other guys. I mean, they are going to throw the ball all over the field, and you ain't going to be able to guard. You ain't going to be able to cover all those wide receivers.
John Brown.
They're going to be stacked. And they land to give up a second and a fourth rounder. Then, 5 hours later, the Vikings trade Stephon Diggs, and they get a first-round pick. Stephon Diggs couldn't hold DeAndre Hopkins' jock, and they got a first-round pick for him. What are you doing, Texans? Bill O'Brien is a moron. If you're a Texans fan, a Texans supporter, you're never going to win with him being the coach and GM, because everything I'm reading is he didn't really get along with DeAndre Hopkins. He didn't like him. So maybe he let his personal feelings get into his GM mode and be like, you know what? I don't really like him. I'm only going to keep guys I like and get rid of him for a second-round pick. Come on. Get out of here with that crap.
Coach, you got any more sports talk? You got any topics you want to touch on with Lunchbox, or we think we're good with him?
What about Amari Cooper turning down a $22 million deal?
He got $100 million.
Yeah, now I'm talking about a year.
From the Redskins?
Yeah.
Well, I think he wants to win.
Yeah, so he wants to stay with the Cowboys.
Stay with the Cowboys because the Cowboys give him a better chance to win.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, I didn't see the contract details, how much is guaranteed or whatever, but
I'll send you over the email.
Well, you don't have to send it to me. I just knew he was staying with the Cowboys and he rejected the Redskins, which tells me that he just felt like the Redskins were so far away and he wants to win. And he's still going to get a lot of money, but he wants to win. And I think, it's just crazy. I'm flabbergasted at what's going on. I can't believe Bill O'Brien gave up DeAndre Hopkins. That's just nuts. Like, what? You guys don't seem to be upset about this stuff.
No, Coach. I went to the grocery store, and there's like, they don't have any food, Coach.
I'm upset not being able to wipe my ass, Coach.
My family's in Florida, Coach. I don't even know if they're going to come back, Coach, because this stuff gets worse. But you're here shit bricks over Tom Brady.
Coach, I'm upset because I ate a piece of bread for dinner last night, Coach.
Coach, we're a little concerned about something else happening in our world other than the damn Patriots.
And now the UFC is done. No more UFC fights.
Great. And you know what? The dude that sits next to me every morning is out sick too. Probably has corona. That's you.
Well, I'm not. I don't have corona. I just woke up with a frog in my throat.
Coach, what are the odds of you getting sick at the time that everyone's getting sick?
Coach, I'm worried about people here at work saying that we got to show a badge to a police officer so that we're allowed to drive down a road to go to our work because eventually they're going to shut down the entire country.
But you're worried about Brady going to Tampa Bay.
But he's flabbergasted about Tom Brady leaving Boston because he doesn't want to park his car there anymore.
Oh, my God. He got smartpox. He's good.
Coach, he's got smartpox in Tampa Bay.
I can't listen, guys. And then Dana White, he said, once the president said we can only have 10 people in the room, no more UFC. So we really are out of sports. We're out. It's over.
Well, if he drops the podcast, if he drops it to two, dude, one of us has got to be cut from the podcast.
No, we just do it by phone like this. This is perfect.
Oh, good call, because it's not a warm body.
Got to get the board working because I can't hear Eddie half the time. You have to hold me away, you know, and I feel like I'm interrupting Eddie. But I'm so fired up. I cannot believe all the stuff it's like Joe Montana leaving the Niners, guys. It's so sad.
Oh, kid, when he left it was never a finer to be a 49er.
Kid. Hey, so this is what Brady would say if they asked him, like, oh, so Brady, so you're going to Tampa? Yeah, I got smartpox. Oh, okay. St. Pete's? Pocked it. The zoo? Pocked it. Clearwater? Pocked it.
What about Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Pocked it. Pocked it.
What about
it? That's all I know in Tampa. I don't know.
Hey,
else.
What about Mo's house? Pocked it.
Ah!
Hey, what's Mo thinking right now? Mo's about to get Brady.
What about the racetrack?
Dude. Oh, what's it called? I bet on it when I saw Mo going to the racetrack.
Was going there this weekend, but then his wife told him no.
Go to the barbershop.
He said okay.
Pocked it.
Guys, so what's more shocking to you? Brady or DeAndre Hopkins?
Coronavirus, Coach. I'll be real with you. I'll be real with you. I don't give two craps about those two dudes.
Dude, the Brady thing, I'm just shocked that, Did he even address coronavirus in his message, or did he just blow through everything and announce, guys?
Why would he address coronavirus in his message?
Because it's a sensitive time right now.
His message is about him leaving New England.
Hey, because that's the only thing people are thinking about. He's not like, you all be safe out there, whatever. I know you're having a hard time, but I got some news to tell you. Like, nothing. It's all about Brady. What an idiot.
Guys, no, it wasn't all about Brady. He thanked his coaches, the fans, the organization, the Kraft family, Bill Belichick, all his teammates. He thanked everybody. It wasn't just about him. Quit making Tom Brady look like the bad guy here.
Coach, you think he wrote that, or did you get someone else to write it?
No, he wrote it. No doubt he wrote it, or he made his kid write it as a class project. I don't know, but I'm...
Then he kissed him in the mouth.
I bet Giselle wrote it.
Out of school, you know, he's got to keep his language arts skills, you know, on point.
Yeah, he's going to test the waters, and he's going to see, man, there's some bad teams out there I'm about to play for. I think he's lost his dang mind. That's really all I can say.
I do, too. But at the same time, he wants to go and, if he wants to finish his career and he wanted to do it. So, that's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. But
what they say is, to stick with the analogy, when you do cheat, when you don't go to another woman,
here we go, the banging chicks again.
They always end up being less attractive than the current person you're with.
Of course.
So who's...
Sometimes you leave your spouse for that other person, you get married, and you have kids. It happens.
Rare. That's an exception to the rule. But I'm saying...
This could be an exception to the rule. Tom Brady could be the exception to the rule because he is Tom Brady, the greatest to ever take a snap under center and say, hut, hut, touchdown, Patriots. Number 12, TB12.
Bush Garden. Guys, pocked it.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You better watch out. The Arizona Cardinals are playoff bound.
Wow.
Just like that, huh?
Oh, just like that. With DeAndre Hopkins, you better be ready. I don't know how you're going to – you don't have enough defensive backs to cover all those wide receivers.
Coacher, how are you excited for football right now? We still have got to get through NBA, hockey, Major League Baseball, and football is not for nine – Coach, you know how backed up football is right now?
Coach, do you have toilet paper?
I have two rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, my gosh, and you're worried about Brady?
Coach,
and
in this world, you're a rich mofo right now, dude. You're upper echelon in America.
Yesterday, and it was empty. The macaroni and cheese aisle, empty. The canned food aisle, empty. It was nuts. It was bananas. Like, the only meat that was left, I got to choose between chorizo.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Because I was going to make chili.
Chorizo.
I had to get either chorizo or plant-based protein.
So what did you get?
I went with the chorizo.
Good, smart
the
move.
The only meat I was able to get, went to the grocery store, got a bunch of bag of wieners. So last night, I'm sitting there watching TV, sucking down a wiener because we're on some shortage right now.
What were you watching?
What was it? We were doing the news.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's watch the news. That sounds like a good time at your household.
Hey, question though. When we're buying all this stuff for Corona quarantine, like, are we supposed to be eating it? Because I got a lot of stuff yesterday, and I ate a lot of it already.
Well, that's the problem. My wife and I were sitting here last night. We're sitting there eating some trail mix, and we're like, are we supposed to hoard this stuff, or should we eat it like a snack? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're supposed to save it, but how long do you save it?
Right.
But like, I'm eating it just like I eat normal, and I figure if I have to, I'll go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, and so my fiance, she goes, this last weekend we went to Walmart, and she goes, hey, you should get, because typically I'll get a six pack of beer, and she goes, hey, you should get more just in case because of the recession, because of coronavirus, you should get some more beer. So I ended up getting a 12 pack. Well, I ended up just drinking the whole 12 pack and getting even drunker, but now I don't have any surplus of beer. I blew right through my entire rations of beer.
You drank the 12 pack over 3 days?
It was a Friday, Saturday thing, so now I'm like, well, we got to go back to the store and get more beer.
Well, there's plenty of beer. For some weird reason, the beer is stocked. Like, they're not running out of beer.
Which is, you would think.
All the funny guys at the store yesterday, I'm walking by the beer section, and I heard three different dudes go, oh, man, Corona. You got to have Corona when you're quarantined for Corona. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Coach, I bought Corona yesterday.
Okay.
I bought it, and I put it.
Did you make the joke to other guys as you're picking it up off the shelf?
No, but I was going down the aisle with my Corona on the bottom of the cart, and I saw another guy with Corona, and I go, nice.
Oh, Oh, my God. And they were having a sale on Corona.
No, mine was expensive.
Oh, at this store, it was. They were the one guy was like, oh, look, Corona sale. I mean, got to do it for Corona.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We get it. We get it. Now you're doing it for TB12 because you're probably depressed Tom Brady left, but whatever.
Dang, I gotta go home and tell my foster son who's got a Tom Brady jersey now. I'm like,
exactly,
well,
dude, he has to burn it.
You're gonna have to get a new jersey, son.
Dude, what about my Tom Brady hat I got?
TB12. There's no chance he's gonna keep 12, right?
No, he's keeping 12.
Isn't Mike Evans 12?
Mike Evans will say, you're the greatest of all time. Oh, you're number 12. Yeah, if he is. Yeah, I have no idea what number Mike Evans is.
Dude, all the greats have changed their numbers. Think about it.
Yes, Montana went from 16 to 19.
Okay, Kobe Bryant,
yeah.
24 to 8. Jordan.
Other way around.
Yeah. Did Jordan go from 23
to 21?
25. Exactly. 25,
exactly. So now Brady's going to be like 99.
Okay, you want to bet? Do you guys want to bet?
I mean, there's no betting going on now, so I mean... Wouldn't be a bad bet.
I mean, he will be number 12.
Coach, that's one more bet I placed in the last week.
Coach, if he's not number 12, his whole company's going to shut down. Company is TB12.
He's TB12, and whoever is on that team, whatever team he goes to and is number 12, the owner will personally tell him, you may be 12, but you were 12 last year. You are no longer number 12, and shut up and don't say a word about it.
Right now, Chris Godwin is number 12 of the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay, yeah, Chris Godwin, okay. Chris Godwin would be he would be parking Tom Brady's car when he showed up.
Who do you think you're talking to? You think you'd be able to tell another man who has deserved the right to wear number 12, probably was number 12 in college, so Godwin's like, this is my number.
Doesn't matter. If Michael Jordan shows up to your team, you're not going to be like, hey, man, I've been 12. You can't have it. I was 23. You can't have it. It's like, okay.
But it happened to him.
No, it didn't.
I thought you said Michael Jordan went to 25.
He went to 45.
Oh, 45.
Okay. I'm just telling you. No one was wearing 23. No one was wearing 23 on the Bulls. It was retired or whatever. I don't know why he did 45, but he did it.
Okay.
You
okay.
Need to Google that and make. I don't know exactly why.
I don't understand.
It's
weird.
Coach, are you making a sandwich while you're talking to us?
No, I'm not making a sandwich. Why, you hear that? I'm throwing the football. I got a little football.
Okay, Brady.
He's got a T-shirt. He wrote number 12 with a Sharpie on it.
Football.
Coach, what do you got? Hay fever? He's in there throwing the football around?
We're in quarantine, boys.
I mean, it's about the size of my pointer finger. I throw it to my one-year-old.
So the size of your penis. Right, got it.
Hey, he's recreating Tom Brady's final pass with the Patriots with his kid?
No, son. It's the Philly special. Son, you run five and you cut in.
Already bananas. Like, this free agency is just, it's crazy. So you say he ends up in Tampa?
100%.
Vegas pulled the odds. I was going by that, so now I'm kind of up in the air.
No, they pulled the Patriots off the board. There's other teams still up there.
Well, there's some teams that ain't going to pull out. They're going to keep it in there until it's way too late.
I mean, I'm telling you what I read this
Titans
morning.
Pulled out. In Nashville, we know how to pull out.
Of course the Titans pulled out. They signed their idiot.
Coach, we pulled out. Yeah, we don't wait too long, baby. No one to pull out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because if you don't pull out, you end up with something you don't want.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of gambling, Coach, did you guys get an email, like a press release from Bovada? Or is that just me?
I think I got something similar.
Holy crap.
Because I'm not on Bovada.
No, no, no.
I don't gamble online.
Coach, I'm serious. Check your email because this isn't I've never given Bovada this email.
Well, are you going to read it as slow as you read the Tom Brady read?
Well, Coach, he wrote a freaking book.
Okay, speed it up. Give me a cliff note.
No, this is just a press release saying that Bovada, the leading online sports book with most sporting events, with canceled sporting events, postponed and all that, they are now offering gambling on the weather.
Wow.
On Bovada.
Holy
That's
crap.
Pretty cool.
Guys, let's go.
What cities do we bet?
Coach, they got Houston, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago,
what's
Phoenix.
What's the bet? Over, under, what it'll be?
So right now, let's look at March 18th in Chicago. Over 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Over. It's going to be hot.
Over or under?
Well, you got to do is look at the temperature right now and decide if it's going to go up or down.
Why don't you choose a city that we live in and we have a feel for the weather instead of Chicago?
San Antonio, Texas. It's going to be hot, right?
I don't live in San Antonio either.
Over and under 68 degrees.
Oh, Billy's there now in Austin. I can call him.
No, that's not in San Antonio.
Okay, fine. Where we live? Phoenix, Arizona.
Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
No. Over under 46 degrees.
In Phoenix?
Yeah. Ooh, Vancouver. Listen to this one. Over under 12 degrees.
See, I don't know Vancouver very well. Give me a Michigan. I can dominate that.
You know how random this Nashville weather is? Like, there's no way that this is going to be an easy bet.
Is there Nashville as an option?
No, not on the press release. But, Coach, are weathermen going to just start freaking gambling away? Like, are they?
No,
just...
because they give you a range. They're guessing. You got poo-poo?
What? No, I'm good.
You got poo-poo?
No.
No.
No, man, we're good.
You got poo-poo?
No.
Only give him one square.
Oh, you got poo-poo. Oh.
Coach, did you just hit him?
Oh, are you there?
Oh, it sounds like he's been wiping with that one ply.
Well, I was going to... I'm not going to say where I stole some... I'm going to steal some toilet paper from, but...
Hey, is he potty trained?
Yeah, Coach, this can be held against you in a court of law.
Is he potty trained,
he's
Coach?
He's potty trained, dude. He's 1.5 years old, but I think he's on the verge.
Of what? Going back?
Of starting, because he knows, like the other day he told me, he goes, poo-poo? And I was like, I looked at his diaper, I was like, no, but 5 minutes later there was poo-poo in his diaper.
Oh,
like,
he was telling you it was coming. Yeah.
Yeah, he was telling me, but right now he's got some poo-poo.
Hey, that stinks, dude. Are you sad the time that he's won by nine?
He's like, I don't give a shit. He's laughing.
He's starting to cry.
Laughing. He's like, I told you, idiot.
Hey, Eddie, have you reached out to Jessica from Boston?
I have not, Coach. I have not. I'm going to give her a little bit of time to recover.
No. Don't let her recover. You got to hit her when it's fresh. Get those real emotions.
Okay, Coach. Take care of that fresh poop. We're going to let you go.
All right. That's it. Hey, good job today, guys.
Thank you, Coach. Hey, Coach, you actually don't sound that bad after a while. Just keep talking.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I sound better, huh?
You sound a lot better.
Yeah.
There's big old poop. Big poop.
Good,
oh,
Coach.
Poop.
Thank you. Coach, hang up on him.
Oh, man, it stinks.
Okay. Oh. We're done.
Okay, Coach. Coach, we're going to hang up on you, okay? Hey, guys, if you have any insight, any big fat weatherman in San Antonio,
what's
let us know.
What's your favorite Tom Brady highlight in New England?
Probably when he deflated the balls.
My favorite was...
He gives your foster son a jersey, and this is how you respect him.
My favorite was when he was in the documentary, and he kissed his kid on the lips.
That was a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, Coach, let us know. I know you used to be a roadrunner. You know San Antonio weathermen. If you have any insight, let us know so we can bet it.
I will. All right, you guys have a great day. Tom Brady, coming to a city near you. Good luck. And, Bill O'Brien, Tom Brady, all need to be checked for corona. Have a great day.
Thank you, Coach.
Bye, Coach.
Coach, I can't find the weather on the actual Bovada website.
Maybe Bovada doesn't have the infrastructure in place for us to bet on the weather. They're just trying to get the excitement built.
I mean, the press release is here. It's saying it's happening. And, Coach, you know what's crazy? Signed is Ross Stevens, Bovada Communications Director. We have an in.
We should interview him.
You want me to line that up?
Yeah.
I bet you I can line that up. We can do it for Thursday.
And we can talk to him, about the weather?
About the weather. And then we can talk to him about just
how we are as customers. Say,
yes.
Hey, can you look up our accounts?
Yes.
Have we always, how are we
like,
as customers?
Obviously, they have some kind of system that tracks our betting routine, our pattern.
The Eddie guy, he bets about $1 every time. Sometimes on a Friday night, he'll play roulette for one spin and lose it.
And we don't really have a whole system on this Eddie guy. He only puts in $30 a month, and then he loses it all in a week.
One time he got a $100 friend referral, blew it all, and then didn't deposit again.
Coach, that would be me right now.
And he also only deposits on the first of the month. It's very bizarre. It's almost...
It's like he has an allowance. A bill. All right, Coach, we're out of here. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys very much. Hey, you all be careful out there, really. Wash your hands. Stay safe.
And honestly, I hope the audio, I think it was pretty good with the phone right up against the microphone, because for whatever reason, the Fox Sports phone is broken.
All right.
So just add another thing to the list of things that's up in this country right now.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.